What's up, Stereo? I'll never go live. I know. Never go live. But this time I want to schedule just for today. Some stuff going on today. I'm going to share it on. I'm going to share this on my Instagram. Hopefully, I get people in here so they can listen. Because a girl, your girl is tired of dumb stuff. I'm tired of dumb stuff. Let me see. Put it on stories. I'm gonna share it. Instagram. It is 1:38 p.m. on my time, and I'm just been chilling out all day for the most. Let me tag. Let me tag. Hold on, just a second. Hold up. Let me see. Mention. Let me do live now on stereo. Live now on at stereos. And then I'm gonna put a hashtag on there. Know your worth, good, be a good hashtag. Know your worth. Da, 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 da. There we go. Okay, just shared. Just shared. I just shared it on Instagram. So, my thing is, I don't know your worth, season one, episode one. I just thought of this today. Why do aunties, it's mostly aunties that be doing it. Sometimes your uncles do it. But why do they think just because that their parents are gone, that gives them full right to try to control what you want to do and what you want to say and how you want to live? And you grown. I'm 34 years old. I'm using me an example because that's what really happened today. Got on my damn nerves. But why do they feel like it's their role now that the grandparents are gone to play somebody mama or somebody daddy? And then they treat you like you ain't about shit. Like, know your worth, season one, episode one. Don't let your aunties and uncles treat you like shit. Just it's time out for it. Like, the grandparents didn't die and leave you in charge. They didn't die and leave you in charge. I'm gonna share this again. They did not die and leave you in charge of every freaking thing. Oh yeah, I didn't know you could send a live inside the app. That's pretty cool. And I'm finna share it. But they didn't. I don't feel like that's what happened. I just feel like that this person decided to just take up the role, take up inventory, and just decide to be. Ooh, I want to call it an asshole because that's a person. That's some. Oh, that's somebody I related to, Lord Jesus. But they just took the mantle and just started doing some dumb shit. I don't like it. Somebody, please chime in and let me know. Like, how do I get away from this shit? I heard the click. I'm finna get to it. I'm just sending out the live a little bit. I'm finna get to it. I'm finna get to it. Okay, that's good. That's good. And just be a full asshole. Okay.
I'm sure they just care about you, but you should always just assume ignorance before malice, you know? They don't know what's going on in your life. I'm sure they mean no ill will.
Don't believe. I don't believe it, Sasha. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. This is going on too long. Too long. I'm 34 years old, and I can't have my own puppy. That's one. Second off, we're going through renovation inside the house. It ain't my fault. Stuff is located because the little ass hallway. But anyway, every time. Every time they come over, it's complaining about that I cannot control. And then she won't. Lord, miss. Want me to reconnect with somebody who every time I do connect, they disconnect from me. I'm not gonna chase nobody around in social media, text messages, phone calls. If you really want to reach out, you would reach out first. Like once you disconnect from me, that's it with me. I can't do it. I can't do it. And while we're waiting on another clip from audience. My best friend that normally be over here on here with me, Tied to Gemini, thoughts of a sarcastic Gemini. It's being released from the doctors today. She's been having some problems. So y'all keep her prayed up for me. Hopefully she'll join me if she see me live so we can chat a little bit. I might add as a co-host if I can. If I can't, then that's cool too. Let me see. She might not be able to come on in with us today. But just in case she is, I still want to know a little bit more of this know your worth.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, she was joy. Are you home, baby?
No, still up here waiting on to get discharged.
Oh, dang, I thought you was at home and said, yes, you can finally get on.
Yeah, but I should be home in the next couple hours.
Oh, are you cool to still do a little bit of this show with me?
Yeah, I can do a little bit.
Okay, so you see by the title, say Know Your Worth, Season 1, Episode 1.
Oh, okay. Let me start the intro. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Golden Girl Show. We are your hosts, Tata Gemini and Naked Truth. And today's topic is Know Your Worth. Season 1, Episode 1.
That's right there, right there, right. I was trying to put the hashtag, but they would not act right.
Okay.
They really won't. But this topic came to me today after somebody left my house, left the house rather. And I just want to know why certain people just act the way they do. Just
What you mean?
like,
Give me.
I'm 34. And it's I'm no way before I hit 31, 34. I should be able to damn make my own damn decisions. So,
Yeah.
what am I? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying I'm trying to share this live.
Okay, so remember I told you that I was finna get a blue pit puppy? So somebody, you know who somebody is, came over and said, "No, you can't get no puppy. You don't have to get move out of here. You ain't getting no puppy." I'm like, "What? You mean tell me I can't keep the damn puppy in my own room and take care of my own damn dog?" So that's the first part of it. That was the first part of it. I got Mo. I got Mo. It's second part. Same person. We doing renovations, and you know sometimes I'll put my purse on something. So she gonna come in. You need to stop putting your purse right there. I'm like, who moving something right now? Nobody's moving something right now. So if I want to put my purse there, I should be able to put it there. That's the thing. And this just stupid stuff like that. Same part.
I think the thing is, like, don't know, now I think it's not getting the time to where you gonna have to find a place to, call your own for a minute, just until you can do better, 'cause it seemed like she just, want to run shit, and she ain't there to do nothing, I mean, you're not, it's not like you having like fucking parties at the wazoo. You don't do anything pretty much. I mean, you do, but you take care of the house, you clean up, you cook, she ought to leave you the fuck alone. Man, let
I've been
you.
in here by myself since January.
Hey, what's up, yo-yo? How you doing?
Hey, yo. And then we're gonna go. Let's go to the third part. The third part is that's the one that really be irking me so bad. So she got my sister number and she texted me, said, "This your sister number? You could call. She got an Android. You can use your other number to call her." Blah 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 blah. Blah. So I'm thinking to myself, if she wanted to contact me and talk to me, she wouldn't have never disconnected from me.
Right.
And she called me back and said, "Well, that's your
Hey,
sister number that you got. You ain't got but one twin sister." I'm like, I know what the hell I got. She the one
yeah.
who with that so and so and listen to him. She'll be cool 1 minute, the next minute she'll stop talking to us and disconnect all her social media and phone numbers. And then she's gonna tell myself, "Oh, well, I want to talk to y'all again." Ain't nobody finna chase nobody. I don't care if you is family. How
Yeah.
that sound? How that work?
Hey,
Hey,
we got
Portal D and Muse. Oh, we got a message. Oh, I get it.
it. You get it?
Hey, shout out to the panel. How are you ladies doing this afternoon? Hope this message finds you well and in good spirits. And yeah, just checking y'all out, pulling up, seeing what up, though.
Hey,
What up, though? What up,
welcome.
though?
Thanks for the follow. And
Like, I don't understand it. That's why I
yeah,
posted that. That's why I sent you that video on TikTok. I think I posted it and then I sent it to you, but I don't know if you got it.
I ain't got it yet, but if I pause, if I pause, I might be, they might be trying to discharge me because I'm still in the hospital. Yeah, so I gotta tell y'all
Yeah.
about
Hey, Adam,
man.
go ahead, go ahead.
Hey Adam, how you doing? Welcome, welcome. But yeah, it's been pretty much pure unadulterated hell this whole week for me. Like, I had to go to the emergency room Sunday and I was sick, I was throwing up, she wasn't working right with me, found out my sugar was high, my blood pressure was up. So, had to go to the emergency room. Then, let me see. Well, and then had a bad kidney infection that required me to stay for a couple days in the hospital. So, just now getting out with it's some stuff in between that, but I'm extended a little later, so yeah. Well, I'm just tired. I'm tired.
Glad you get to go home. They're taking you off work tomorrow, right?
I won't know yet because they still got one more layup for me to check. Yeah, they got one more layup for them to run and hopefully I find out what's going on.
Hopefully, I can put this episode on the actual podcast. And it starts up the new. Up, this time be acting real slow when they get ready to download these files and stuff for stereo. But we're gonna see. We're gonna see. I just this shit be blowing me every time she come over here. It's some shit. Like I ain't did nothing
I
but
mean,
be in this
it ain't
house.
like you. Like I said, it ain't like you doing shit wrong. I think it's just something she want to nitpick at you about. Of course, we know the obvious. But it's not like you throwing parties. It's not like you bringing men's after men's around the house. Shit like that I would normally do. But hey, that's me. That's me.
I mean, it ain't like she moved in here yet. I'm still living here by myself. The fuck? I don't care if you is paying the bill, be around here. I ain't did shit, and I ain't finna keep connecting with folks who don't want to really talk to nobody. Like, you cut the whole goddamn family off and then expect me to come back.
And the thing with that, she need to mind her business. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Hey, Camille. Oh, I'm going to mess your name up. I don't want to say your name. I'm gonna mess that name up. Camino.
Hey,
Camino.
Hey girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey.
How you doing? But yeah, she need to leave that alone. That's between you and your sibling or whoever you talk to or you not talking to. Like, if y'all wanna build a relationship or form a relationship again, that's on y'all. But she needs to stay out of y'all business. Leave that alone. Like,
yeah, that show. What she done been told.
Yeah, the show. And whatnot.
Been told a whole bunch of lies, too.
Yeah. She needs to leave y'all alone. If your sibling wants to communicate with you, she should do that on her own term. And if you want to talk to her, which I'm sure, you know, you done gave her enough chances. You know, you can decide if you want to talk to her or not. It's pissing me off, really.
And it really is. The dog situation is really on me, too.
Because I used to have, you know, me and my sister, we weren't really on speaking terms, but we getting back to, you know, talking to each other and, you know, shit like that. So, but it kind of took me a minute before I even spoke to her. But,
the dog, and then the dog situation throwing me like, you ain't taking care of the goddamn dog, I am.
Yeah, but I'm sure, whoever was in the house before, they wouldn't mind you having it just long as you took care of it, you know.
Hell no, we had dogs all the time when we was little, but her ass wasn't here. And then even when she was here, the dog wasn't touching her.
I don't know, but I think it's kind of
time me to move out.
Yeah, time for you to leave. Seriously. Yep.
We're gonna end up having a real fight, a real long fight. I need to get up and find somewhere to live.
Yep, cause I feel like that's what it's gonna turn to. I mean, I had to do that when I left my auntie house, cause that's all we did. Like, she'll be nice to me one day, and then the next me be talking shit. So I was like, you know what? Me and my roommate that I have now, we got together, we came up with a plan. She was tired of where she was living at. I was tired of my living situation, and we got together and we moved out.
So I'm close to texting my cousin across the street. Ask her where all the little free housing things at here in Louisville. I'm finna get out of here. I got to find some. My uncle coming this weekend from California. I'm like, please, can I go back with you? Can I go back?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's plenty of opportunities out there better than him. A lot of more moving. I got to get the hell out of him.
Yep.
What's up, Sean?
Can't really do nothing until you move. Hey, what's up, Sean? How you doing? I ain't see you there, so I couldn't say anything. But
California been calling me for a long ass time. I just ain't have the move, the money, or the means to go. I mean, I could take my suitcases and go with my uncle and send for my stuff, but I can't.
But until you make that change, that's what it's coming to.
I know I'm doing better, but God damn.
Yeah, show her what time it is.
And she always asking too, like, shit, I would go to California. You gonna go when you go to California? You staying? He getting you a job down there? Shit, let me find out real fast before you have to go back. I'm gonna text him before he get here this week. Well, he already here. He just ain't in Louisville. He in Mississippi. What kind of job can I get my degrees down in California?
I mean, I'm sure you can get a lot of them.
I hope so. Shit. I'm texting. I'm texting when to get offline.
You can get plenty, hell. You get better there than here, hell. Only kind of work here is what, hospital work, wiping ass, and I mean, not that I'm, you know, I'm not that I'm against it, because, I mean, I did at home health, you know, for a minute now, but, you know, hospitals, it's the hospital sheep plant, and that's about it, really. And even then, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So it's like you gotta know something to get that position, or you basically gotta sleep with somebody in order to get it. Which I'm not gonna be the one of them.
Hell no, no.
I'd rather know somebody that could help me get in, and you know, and let me do what I need to do in order for me to get out.
But, I might ask him. I might ask him. Like, I know he worked with the NBA team out there, the Warriors. I think.
Golden
I might
State?
Ask him. Did they? Huh?
Golden State.
Golden State. And then what is that? Athletics.
Oakland Athletics.
Yes.
And the Oakland A's. Yeah.
He connected well with both of them. Hayes in. Summer, I'm gonna ask. I'm like, do they need like some people work office assistant, something like that? I start there because I got that degree.
Yeah,
I mean, shit. You can do. Yeah, I need to start somewhere because I can't stay here much longer. They say by the time they fix up the whole house, she'll be moved in. Like, let me get the receive out. Woo.
So by the time she move in, you better be at your, you better be on your way up.
Give me a little kennel, take my little puppy with me to California. I'll be out of him.
Yep.
I ain't born yet. But damn it, why can't I have a goddamn dog? I'm 34 years old.
I mean, it ain't like you, I mean, I'm serious. Like, you need
to make me mad, best friend, I know.
It's pissing me off. Like,
seriously. I know it is. I know. Talking about she's scared. How the fuck you scared of a little ass puppy?
A little ass.
You in your 50s. How the hell you scared of it? How the hell? Dog don't want you. Many dogs we done had. When I was growing up, we had three or four littles. That, man, shit.
Little's a dog. Like, the fuck you scared of a dog, fucking dog for? Man, get the fuck out of here. If you don't want me to have one, just fucking say that. You ain't gotta be scared of the fucking dog. Just say,
right. And you gotta throw the fact that you don't pay no bills, you ain't get no dog. She like that throwing that no dog, no damn bills, and don't have no money shit in my face.
But let you have a job and pay them bills. I bet your ass won't say nothing.
Nah, she be trying to get some money from me. I'm like, bitch.
Exactly.
Oh, then we got a fundraiser again. We got another fundraiser. Can you
fundraiser my ass?
I'm not my goddamn thing.
I didn't do shit for Newton High School when I was down there. The fuck you think I'm finna do shit when I get down there? No EC.
Woohoo! Show like.
I'm at my town doing five better lamb shit, but that was it. That was it for me. And the only reason I did that was because I was in the motherfucker.
Right. I did one fundraiser in high school. Somebody went in my damn box and throw five goddamn balls. I'm like, you bitch. I ain't do that shit no more.
I ain't never did. I might have sold cookies. Yeah, that was the only thing. Cookie dough. And that was it. For my club. And that was it. Oh, no, we didn't. We sold chicken and fish plates.
I remember them too. I just ain't never did that bullshit after the cookies. After them bars got took, I said, I ain't doing it no more. Good luck. Good luck. I ain't doing it.
We sold chicken and fish plates 1 year. Then we sold, of course, you know, in college, we sold chicken and rib plates.
Yeah. Them rib plates were good, especially if they had the coleslaw and stuff in it, baked beans. If it would cook right, it would be real good.
Yeah, that would pretty good. But no, it wasn't. It was pulled pork, my bad.
Oh, we did. I think we did ribs one time and then pulled pork. Well, they did. I ain't did this shit.
They did, yeah. We did. Yeah,
they did it.
But,
girl, oh, my head hurt.
You been pissing me off with that. Girl, I ain't finna give you no damn $5. Give me $5 for all the trouble for that whole year I did with you.
Girl, was she starting to get worse at the end?
Nah, I mean, she was all right, but I didn't know she was that damn bad until I she met you.
She.
And I really
she had her little face on it when she was with you, the little fake. Ooh.
Hey, Inara.
Hey, her birthday in October. Her birthday October 18th. So maybe her sign is. Huh?
She's a fucking Libra.
Exactly.
You know who else is a Libra?
Who?
Our favorite audience member.
But he
same birthday.
He was probably born on the other side of Libra. I can't.
He's super chill.
Yeah.
He's super chill. I like him.
What's wrong with them teachers, Lord? Miss.
Yeah.
Anybody died and made her the boss? Because both our grandparents, my grandparents died around the same time. That don't mean you the boss.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
Don't do that.
I'm just playing.
I knew you know.
Just playing. How you doing? That. Hold on.
But she's so fucking spoiled. Like, our grandparents bored the hell out of her. Huh? What'd you say? I ain't hear that.
I said, hold on.
Oh, okay. She in the hospital. I gotta say it like Medea sometimes. She in the hospital. Paula Tink Tink. I hope you get to go home. Hope they don't change their mind or nothing. My head hurt from that. I can't do it. I'm still talking about the same topic. Don't ask me to change stereo. But do y'all ever had it? Well, Chris is here. This is the person I saw. Chris, do you have somebody that's older than you in your family that just got to boss you around every second that they can possibly get, telling you can't do something, but you grown as hell. All grown is outside. Like, I can't do it. Like, get you some business and leave me alone. That's why I'm trying to go to California for real. I hope and pray, Mom can say, oh, yeah, let's do this. Let's make this move. I will be packed and ready today. I'm going to say, bye, best friend. Deuces. I'll FaceTime you when I land. My best friend got that crown on and them earrings, them puffs in there. Oh. They probably telling her that she can go home today. Hey, who? How you doing? I'm going to do a second episode sometime this week about something else. It's going to be another event session. No, yours. Season 1, episode 2. I'm going to have to put a title after the episode 2 because I just put episode 1 today. If you miss what I'm talking about, you can go replay it because it's a lot. I'm 34 years old when people treat me like I'm goddamn 12. I'm tired of it. Best friend. I ain't gonna bug best friend too much. She in there with the doctors and nurses and everything. But she scared me, y'all. Best friend scared me. I called her. I think she called me first. I'm like, best friend, I was just gonna call you and ask you to go live. It was a Thursday. I keep mixing my days up. It was a Thursday. Hey, best friend, let's do Talents and Nostalgia this evening. Uh-huh. And she gonna tell me she in the doctor's office in the hospital. I'm here.
I'm back.
I said, best friend, what you doing at the hospital? She said, there's something wrong with her kidneys. I'm like, goddamn, best friend.
She was doing as right as saying, good. Here you go.
I was still, oh, she heard me talking, girl.
I think she did. I'm not for sure. But she's a good sport. She laughing at you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Nurse. I'm sorry.
They real sweet. Yeah, they real sweet.
That's good.
Yeah. I said, I know they about to tag me, but they all sweet.
Yeah, I said, best friend. Don't show what I was calling you about Thursday. I like, I want to call best friend for a Times and Nostalgia, but you called me first and said, you're in the hospital. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you how it went down.
Yeah.
Girl. Okay, so I'm going to do, an event, like a historical event, really. Mm-hmm. So, Sunday, I was complaining about my nose being stopped up. My back was hurting. And I guess I was just lightheaded and dizzy. So I ended up taking an at-home COVID test. And I was negative. And so I ended up taking one of my pain pills to, make my back stop hurting. And I was going to lay down and go to sleep. And I ate. But an hour later, that's when I started throwing up.
Damn.
Yep. I think my blood pressure had got.
I think that's the nurse again. Hey, Miss Nurse. Hey, doctor. Hey, get what's up? Pause for the call.
Yep, I need to do a pause for the call. What's up, Gabe? Got sick. So I couldn't even move, so I ended up calling the ambulance to come get me. And when I was on my way to the emergency room, I had a blood pressure reading of 170 over 1 something.
What's up, beautiful stereo?
Hey, beautiful stereo, how you doing? Oh, we got a message.
I got it.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Enjoying the conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. You missed the best part, but if I have to go back over it, I will.
Welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that hospital got bad reception.
My mom keep calling me. But hold on, Karen, show up a bit.
Okay, I just tell them some more stuff. Go ahead. Paula Ting thinks she got to answer mommy. Because it's going to reconnect until she jump back in here. Know Your Worth, season 1, episode 1. It's just, when you get to a certain age, you just get tired of people talking to you stupid.
It's all, I'm sorry.
You bet.
Yep. I'm back.
Okay. Continue.
So, yeah. Got rushed to the emergency room this Sunday. I was throwing up still. And
is this Jay?
Huh?
It is Jay.
Yep. And I'm being back.
Jay.
What is up?
Ooh, what it do?
What is up, my favorite?
Look at my hand like this, Jay.
I'm on my phone. I got
it. Yeah. I'm trying to make it out my city without getting a ticket or a ticket, one of the two.
What? Man, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm trying, but I'm trying to see. What we on today? What we talking about today?
No, I was on a lot of stuff.
Ooh, let me get a lot of conversations. Okay.
More than one. Let's know your worst season one, episode one.
So basically, I'm about to get out
here. Know your worst season one, episode one.
You just at a certain age, you get tired of people talking to you like you, especially if they family. Like you ain't my damn mama.
Alright.
Yeah, so basically what we have here is a failure community.
It's a failure to leave me the hell alone.
Exactly. And shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm close. I feel like if she go ahead moving here, I'm close to fighting her ass. I don't want to put my hands on her. She already had back surgery a couple years ago. Shit. Like, I can't have a puppy. I was going to get me a goddamn puppy. She worried about the damn furniture here. I can't even move the motherfucker. Then she worried about me talking to my damn sister.
You get a playpen
Man, fuck a huh?
I got a playpen for my puppy.
Yeah, a damn playpen. All he needed is a little bed, some food, a leash and a collar, and some water.
Nah, cause his thing, like my little dog be in my studio, and like I got a couch in my studio, and she would definitely chew up on that motherfucking couch. Don't hold it. I'm not gonna push it all night till I don't chew on the couch. So I'm definitely in the playpen, so she won't be able to chew up on my furniture. Like I let her out in this thing. But if I ain't watching her, make sure she's not chewing on the furniture, I would have fun to take people.
I will make a house. I will make a goddamn house out of a box. That's a damn playpen.
My sister.
He gonna be when I get him anyway. He gonna be trained up. So what the?
Oh, if you have him already trained, you should be alright.
Like exact. Thank you.
Yeah, but also it's puppies. They
still
like kids. You gotta take care of them.
That's the plan. She ain't gotta touch my damn dog. I'm gonna take care of the dog.
I mean, it's true. I know you'll be a great fur mom.
And then, it's the furniture situation. We remodeling. I can't do shit about the furniture. If I want to put my purse down somewhere, I'll be able to do it. Why she worry about why I lay my damn purse?
So this is her way of saying like it forget.
That's her way of saying that's me saying I'm gonna get the fuck out. Let me get this California shit going. As soon as I get off here, I'm texting my uncle. Yeah. He want me out there any goddamn way because I'm the only one who been here all 34 years. Take care about it, everybody else shit.
And then the thing, and then she also say, he taking a pause for the calls.
Okay. He could probably still hear. Hey, Possessive.
Hey, Possessive. What's up, Max? How y'all doing? What's up, Max? And then another with her aunt is she wants to get in other people's business. They don't pertain to her. And the reason why
my sister got there.
And the reason why you got a message.
I said we got a message, but go ahead and finish.
Okay. Hold on.
Hello. Hope y'all having a good day. Let's make sure it stays that way.
At first I was, but
Hello. I'm outside, Reed.
I hear you. Okay.
Hello. Mute. Thank you.
He probably ain't even really close to the phone like that.
Yeah.
I,
but
I, the That was what my TikTok said. My TikTok said, why do people... Okay.
I was going to say, I tell you what, when you go back to the store, your ass need to get you some baking soda or baking powder and sprinkle it right there at the door. Now, that bitch
I remember you said that.
You know what time it is.
And I know exactly what time it is.
You better show
the
bitch what time it is.
If she starts to...
Then you know
what's wrong with
her. Who choked?
Huh? Now, I was telling her, it's a thing on TikTok where if you put like baking soda or baking powder in front of the door, and somebody step in and they all of a sudden they get sick, then you know that person got a bad vibe.
I heard no, she finna be in there be choking.
No, I ain't never heard that.
I feel it when she come in. She ain't got step in the baking soda.
I sent you the
energy.
I sent it to Nick Truth. I'm sending it to you and let you see what's up.
Please send it to him.
Because I found it on TikTok.
Because spirits go to church too.
They definitely do.
They ain't going to get mad at me because I decided to enjoy a church service here at the house. Ain't nobody can have
anything. You ain't trying to get no damn moment.
I know why she's trying to come in here. I'm trying to stay as far away as I can. Of her as I could. I'm like, didn't you just get over that shit? And you just coming over here?
I like your auntie, but she pissed me off.
And she, the reason she why pissed say everybody that, off, to be honest.
Reason why I say that, because she used to teach me in high school.
Ooh, the word. Look how I done turned over. Because I promise you, she do that. She don't do that to everybody, but the one she do it to, it's hell. People don't even want to reach out to her ass. That's probably why my uncles ain't been out here. She called them asking. He had go at first. Then you know when the old floor before it got lifted, it was like spores and mold and stuff, and it was making me sick. So I called them just lift to come get the carpet and stuff up. But then she turned around, called, put new floor in the back and in the front. I'm like, why you think they ain't came and did this shit yet? Cause you calling.
Hell
you
yes.
You call.
Yeah. It's
yeah, I know that spirit. I know she's gonna be
definitely.
Give me some baking soda.
It's some round one.
Give me some. I'm gonna get 3 bottles. One for the front door, one for the patio, one for the back.
I think it was either baking soda or baking powder. I'm gonna go back and watch. Yeah, you put baking soda in front of the door and they step on, they walk across and they eat. I told my roommate, what if we put baking soda in front of our door, and we both of us get sick.
Oh, don't do that. Don't speak that on you. Y'all ain't like that, though. Y'all ain't like that.
But wouldn't that be some shit, though?
That would be some real shit.
You fucking demons.
I'm like, oh, goddamn. It's us. It ain't nobody else. It's us. Oh.
I said, we need to get away from each other.
Oh. I need to bring some dust over in there, some holy oil. All
right.
Well, bless the house.
Great.
I ain't texted yet. I really don't want to text her because I know how I gonna start up. She's gonna be like, hey, how you doing? I've been doing good. Then she's gonna be talking about that nigga. I'm like, I do not want to hear about that nigga. What else he done did? Then she gonna get mad.
What that nigga done did, man?
She talking about her sibling.
I'm talking about my sister name. Like, yeah, man, fuck that nigga. I don't want to hear nothing he done did to you. All them talents and gifts you done got, and you used to make money off of, now you done stop. You can get out of it if you want to. You can get out of it.
So the nigga used to be up, and now he down?
Now that nigga used to throw her damn clothes out in the dumpster. She was gonna have a baby, but we gonna rabbit hole.
Oh, so you took her like Charles off the movie.
Girl, yeah. Boy, no. He just threw her clothes and shit away.
Hey, Charles threw old girl took clothes away.
But she didn't hit it. My sister ain't get dragged out the house though.
But, I mean, you might as well say she did.
Well, kinda.
A little bit, but
yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah,
but I don't want to hear nothing. What else Bone done did to you? Like, get.
Oh, we got messages.
Get the fuck out of there if you wanted to. Okay, go ahead.
I know my worth by the consistent amounts of and degrees of rejection that I get, because that allows me to understand on that if it's rare for me to be accepted, I'm more valuable and worth more. Because if I was accepted by everyone, that'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. I feel like I'm the black sheep, but at the same time, everybody be asking me for shit. Can you do this? Oh, I know you know how to fix this. Could you fix this? Like, any other time, you don't talk to me. What you want? All
right. Don't ask me to fix shit. You can't talk to me any other time.
Hey, fuck
that nonsense. Don't you be just when you need me, goddamn.
I feel like that's also with extended family as well. Like, people don't say shit to me, but that is me somewhere. You go, how you been? It's like, bitch, leave me alone. You don't talk to me half of the time. Only time you see me is when we out somewhere. Fuck you and what you wrote.
And the thing is, my auntie, she bought a shirt, you know, my apparel line, she bought a shirt, but then everybody else is like, oh, okay. And, but when I make some money, y'all gonna be in my face. Can I borrow, get the fuck out of my face.
Man, you do shirts?
Yeah.
Say this, we're gonna talk later. I'm gonna try to put your feet in there. I don't know if you can do it or not, but I'm gonna talk to you later about it.
All right, you know how to DM it then.
So my question is to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about making people see your work? Not as in begging for somebody to appreciate you, but as in somebody actually, you putting it out there so someone can see it. If they choose not to see it, then you ain't got to deal with them.
Stop fucking with them.
Then when you start blowing up, they see you. Oh, her page blowing up. Oh, she got this business. Then they're going to come go up, get in your face. I'm like, no, where you was earlier? Where you was back then?
They did.
They definitely switch up when you start fucking with them. They definitely be like, man, where have been? Why we ain't been clocked in lately? They definitely.
Why you didn't clock in? Hey, why you wasn't clocked in?
Yeah.
I was clocking, but then you left. So what's up?
Shit.
I mean, hell, I've been hurt. Y'all just ain't saw it.
Right. Then people be, you know, true story. People be always ask me, why you always talking to these celebrities on social media? I mean, what you want me to do? They pop in, I like their stuff, so I'm going to tell them. And then they respond. Yeah. Get a word.
I'm gonna talk back to speaker. She ain't got a ticket on. Like, but I'm gonna talk back to
speaker. That's somebody fine started really talking to me, one of them fine ass celebrities. So y'all better leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to get something. Say they turn that speaker on.
Yeah, let me go on the way.
Oh, they let you go now?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, let me get up out of here.
I wish I could be like
they ain't let you out,
But we got some messages.
Not yet. They shouldn't hear that part.
Hold on. Hey, Michelle. Sarcastic Gemini, J. Libra. Know your worth. By the way, I hope you guys are having a good day, if I didn't say that already. In regards to my two cents in this topic, know your worth, it took me a while to really learn that I am of value outside of people's minds, if that makes sense, outside of people's systems, outside of their thoughts. Because oftentimes I found myself trying to find value within my value, within other people's ideas of me, other systems' ideas of me, school, work, friends, family, all of them, and their ideas of me inside of their system. But, you know, I've found if I just go all the way backwards, like I'm valuable to God, and that's why I'm created, and that's where my worth is, you know?
Yeah, we can agree. Next.
And then finally, I think it's very important for everyone to possibly go through self-discovery and reinventing who you are, creating who you are. You know, like you're the sculptor and the clay.
Hey, real talk. You can bitch yourself every couple of years. You should never be the same long. Definitely invent yourself every couple of years. That should be something that you always doing different things. So you can reinvent yourself because you become a better person every day. You should be trying to try to become a better person. I feel.
Every year.
It's about that time for me because my birthday is September.
Yeah, go ahead. It's going to be your new year. Go ahead and turn this shit up one time.
I already said I want to go somewhere for 2 weeks. I already said it. I even posted it.
You want to do what for 2 weeks?
Go get out of Mississippi for 2 weeks.
Man, go ahead. What y'all going to do? Y'all going to take the show on the road? Go somewhere for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to California if I can.
You going to
California?
I've been planning that shit for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I don't come back, I just don't come back.
If I can just speak again, cut on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday. Yeah. All right.
I want to link up with my friend.
Huh?
I want to link up with my friend.
I feel that's what you're going after, folks.
All right. He ain't in California, though. He in Memphis. He's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, you ain't
never
fucking Tennessee,
Dad.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, where'd you go and get your
car wheels? Get the fuck
out of here. Stop playing with your mind. Let your mind cut those speakers on. It started running the fuck out, bro.
Yeah.
Man, she's going to be coming back.
I definitely won't be able to come back.
Here it is, Jay. Yo.
You made me sick.
Let me tell you what happened, bitch. Like, wait, what? Hold up. This is not.
Girl, my pussy just started crying.
Yeah. I can't say.
Here I go. Bitch. I got some TV.
Bitch, I got something to tell your ass, bitch.
I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Y'all got the picture of the dude with you. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Who I wonder?
Both of y'all got a picture.
Oh!
Yes.
I wanted to have a little bit of a
Just shut up.
He thought I had it.
You make me saucy.
You want her a pound? Pounce on it.
I say, if I'm going to California, I might need to drop on by Tennessee first. It gets turned to still be the virgin. But
I mean, my thing with females though, when it comes to being a virgin and shit, interaction. Okay, I understand. I get that virgin shit. But females can do so much shit without a nigga. So I mean, you could have been had the best time of your life already. Niggas just like,
is it?
I gotta, you know.
Twice.
No, if I would order a rose, I would have to fight her and then get out of here. Especially if she find that motherfucker.
You might not need to order that rose. That rose might bring the Holy Ghost about you one good time.
Forget that rose. Get that rose. It's one I saw on Amazon, and I want to go get myself.
I ain't ordering nothing.
I got a soul snatcher. I ain't gonna put you out like that. I just often say something. I said, nah, I ain't gonna put best friend out like that.
Oh, what about pain?
It's been nope.
It's time.
Talking about ordering something off Amazon.
When I want shit.
I really kind of want if it ain't a deal though. It's just. It's kind of shaped like a long ass pill.
Oh, you talking about a bullet?
Yeah.
Okay, go get you a vibrator.
I said pill, it's a bullet.
Get you a vibrator collar.
I'd have to fight her for real.
Come on. How old you is now? How old you is? 32, 34?
34.
I'm 32.
I mean, you might as well go on here and do a little experimentation. I mean, might as well.
Let me tell you, the thing is with them, they.
You break up bad, buddy.
Oh, you break it up.
Bye.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, my feet are breaking up.
I hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I was saying though. Yeah, I don't know. I came on my mind. It might catch this feeling, and it might be a rap out this bitch. Then you get a nigga and a bitch can't satisfy, so you already got this extreme feeling first, now.
I'm gonna let you get out there backwood, Jay. Where you at?
I'm on the interstate.
Some ear pods.
Coming out of Vicksburg.
Oh, Vicksburg. Oh.
Out of where?
Vicksburg. Wait, did you say Vicksburg or Hasburg?
Vicksburg.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Why'd you go look at it, Hasburg?
The Bergs is what got me. I ain't hear the first part. I thought it did.
I don't know. I just can't just get a D side. I don't know. I may need to go to Hattiesburg.
I need to see my.
Yeah. I need to go. I need to go to New Orleans too.
What's in New Orleans?
Food.
I'll
give you
food.
Say what?
I said I'll get you toilet papers while you try to take your ass down.
My what papers? What kind of paper?
COVID. You're vaccinated. Your vaccination papers.
Oh, I've been vaccinated. I got those up to date.
No, okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait.
She trying to take her ass to New Orleans?
New Orleans?
No, I don't get in New Orleans. Get that know your platform.
Samson in New Orleans. That's what New Orleans took me. If we're going to be real about it.
Good. Ass down.
What?
Sit your dollar ass down for a change.
But I ain't lying. He down in New Orleans. He down there, but I don't want what he... I don't think I want that.
Whatever.
What? I don't think I want that. I don't like those. Like I don't see the appeal. I kind of do, but then again, I don't. Because who wants? I don't know about what that curve.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Jay, I can barely hear you, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
And you gonna miss her?
Oh, no. Nah, what I sent you, never mind. Yeah, you would. Never mind. I'll let you find out when you get somewhere.
I think I got the girls out.
What else we gonna talk about?
We got a
message.
Look, okay. Libra, I absolutely agree. Constantly facing yourself and deconstructing and then rebuilding it up in a way that is more improved than it was before.
Right.
It's a never ending cycle. I think the goal is how much can I do, you know? How much improvement can I get in my out of my life?
Improve for self, but you don't improve nobody else.
Yeah. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie, I think she
going down bad. They got you crinkled up. I think you're going through some woods or something. What happened, Jay? I mean, Ty?
I'm trying to go and see if they brought my papers in.
Well, you must not be in the room. Oh.
Yeah, I'm in the bed.
Oh, okay. I do stuff to keep people guessing. Like, that's what I'm starting doing more of. Like, you can't
keep up with me no more. I'm tired of these folks around here. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and text old uncle and see what he doing.
Yeah, just waiting on them to bring the papers.
They being a little soft on papers. They must got a lot of people.
Yeah. Because I got, yeah, and that's good. Got to tell you. Yeah. So, damn. I forgot what the hell happened. Monday, I went to work. Tuesday, I went to trust care. They gave me some medicine. And then Wednesday, I stayed home Wednesday. Thursday, I came back to work. But when I got home Thursday, that's when I got sick again. And it was worse than Sunday. Yeah, it was worse than Sunday. And then that's when I stayed. Get here Thursday night. It's a full house. Full fucking house. Got one man, I don't know if his woman done broke his fucking nose. He know was bleeding so hard, he choked on his own fucking blood. Then they had a cold blue situation. And one woman, she was just moaning and groaning. Then when they got her to the bed, she walked the fuck out when they tried to get her info. It was her, you know.
Trafficking stuff. Mm-mm. Somebody was watching her or some shit.
Yeah, but she walked the fuck out. So I've been here since Thursday, really.
Damn. Hey, C Mills.
Hey, C Mills, how you doing?
I gotta quit my chair.
Man, we had to put you on mute. You sounded like
Nah, I had to put myself on mute.
Oh, you put yourself on mute? Okay. Hey, J Boogie.
Hey, K Boogie. You in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm probably just going to end up texting him and asking him, like, I know you coming down here this week, to the house this week. Take me back to my other uncle house for a little while. I just need a break. I can't do this shit. We can talk about California. We're going to talk about California when we get there to my other uncle house. Mm-hmm. Jackson.
Oh, when you get to Jackson, okay.
I'm really gonna text him that in a minute.
I should see what he talking about.
Cause damn, I know I'm mad, but you said that shit done pissed you off, best friend.
I am highly pissed, best friend. Like, I don't know why she just keep doing you like this. I mean, you train your hardest. I mean, it's bad enough you can't do shit and you grown as hell. Like, you cleaning up. I mean, you making sure the house clean. You cooking. You doing shit what a normal person would do, and she's still bitching about it.
So, at this point, my grandparents would have left the house to me, put my name on the goddamn deed. I don't even know who name on the deed no more. That have been sitting for years.
Yeah, at this point, I'm gonna take my own fucking IV line out.
Oh, don't do that.
I can and I fucking will.
I know you
can. And I know how to do it.
Jason,
I
told her.
Tell me.
Still dripping stuff.
It's drip. Is at this point, it's gonna drip blood. Cause I'm ready to go.
Girl, don't do that. Then Dick nicks on me. Then you be in there longer.
Nicks on me. It don't come out.
When you come, pull it out. Don't it still have the sharp the needle?
No.
What the fuck? What's in your arm then?
It's plastic. Yeah, the needle was in there when they stuck me. No, once he come out, you started the line. So now they just flush your blood and they put the IV or the necessary medicine that you need.
Leave that damn thing alone.
I'm taking it off.
No, you ain't different. You know. Like Miss Neeks, we're gonna take it out.
Hey, y'all take too damn long. Take too goddamn long. I'm hungry. I want some
better food.
I want some fucking food, Jay.
Some that damn salad out of Zaxby's or something. McDonald's.
Fuck Zaxby's.
What you like? What you eat?
I like Salad Station.
You told me that one.
I like motherfucking Salad Station.
That's Flowood.
Yes. Salad Station had the best salad, and you could put anything you want on it.
I know that part.
I'd go for one right fucking now. But the way my stomach is, I feel like I'm a fucking throw up.
Damn, we need to get you something else that you won't get sick from.
Because then every time I tried to take Zofran, I end up throwing it back up.
Oh, damn.
Look at Jay. He matching us with the yellow on. With the gold.
Oh, mine ain't
on.
Changed. It still look gray. Hold on.
Yours,
I had to go down. I seen. Dang, it went back. The fuck?
Yours yellow on my end.
Okay. Every time I refresh it, it go back to his nice new yellow. Then it take it back to the old gray. I don't know why.
I got a crown on my head with puffs.
I know. You got on more yellow than I do. I think I'm on straight orange.
Yeah, you straight orange, but it's okay.
It's all right. What's up, baby? What you doing?
I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Somebody fix me something to eat.
Damn. Damn, what's wrong with you?
Damn, Jay, what's wrong with you?
That goddamn COVID.
Nah, that's Mama Jay. He over there
coughing
off that purse. Ooh. Hi. Over there. Wrong. I wish I could show you this nice ass beef.
Right. Nice what?
No water coat.
Huh?
Hello, damn, yeah, you're probably talking to somebody.
Put yourself on mute.
I'm bad. That boy, baby, the truckers.
Thank you.
I used to talk to these little truckers that be over here, but what up, girl? Don't get me started on that motherfucker. I don't even want to talk to him. Talk about him.
That's some hoes.
Some hoes.
You know what? Why? You know how I know?
How?
Truckers are hoes.
Oh.
Big time hoes. You know how
one,
I know?
That one over there, he was talking like he was a broke hoe, but let's keep going.
A broke hoe? Oh. What's
up,
K Boogie?
K Boogie been down there for a minute.
K Boogie is up in the business trying to see if we're gonna say some exhilarating shit.
This man's crazy.
He's so damn stupid. He's so damn stupid.
Jay Boogie, you got any of those friends, so-called friends, and those family members that still treat you like you motherfucking 12, even though you a grown ass man?
Sometimes I be like that.
Yeah. How guys handle stuff like that. Grown ass man.
I feel like y'all don't in a sense. Like guys don't deal with this shit in a sense because they know.
We deal with it, but we don't deal with it from family members though.
It's mostly like, friends, ain't it?
Real shit. It's friends and love. It's friends and your old lady. That's it. deal with niggas to deal with it from. We don't deal with it from family members. Here, nah, I break your ass. Fuck that.
Damn. It's mostly family for me and friends, really.
Family for me.
And possibly a relationship.
Fuck a nigga,
But if they doing right by you, then yeah.
Who you talking to don't know your work?
My motherfucking ass. Aunties and shit. The aunties been goddamn work. Goddamn. Yeah. I ain't come out of you. You ain't my damn mama.
No, nah, I'm talking about somebody else on this cat.
Who DC? Who you talking about?
Who?
Did I?
He talking about me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You see what?
Let's dip it up.
I don't know how I deal with a family member, you know, like trying to look bad while me, like on screen and shit. Like, how wrong, first of all. And, yeah, like, you gonna have to come at me in the same manner of thing you won't in return, because if you don't respect me, I ain't gonna respect you. This is how it go. We just wrong to be playing at home. You don't demand shit, but yourself about the motherfucking
door. Miss Enigma, how you doing? Is it because I've been at the same goddamn house my whole life? I mean, I can't help that shit. My grandparents got sick, I took care of them.
And then people move.
Yeah.
See, nah, that's an E-high win. Nah, you should have kept. You was there. You was handling business. You was taking care of them. Why y'all moving in that? They gone. I was already here. What the fuck y'all moving in for?
my first aunt moved in. My grandma, she died first. Then my aunt moved in. A couple days later, my granddad died. And then it was just me and my aunt for some years on top of years. God. Then she moved out. Now my other aunt trying to move in. I'm like, I need to move out. Y'all want this motherfucking house? Y'all can have it. I need to move out. They should have put my name on the goddamn deed.
They really should have. You would be surprised. It might be. You need to find out. Go to the courthouse. You can look up. That's a public document. You can look that shit up.
Mm-hmm. I need to ask my uncle. I know he'll tell me real fast. Who name on this damn deed?
Mind it. I'm gonna tell you on some real shit because I've been with shit. Go to the courthouse, look for yourself. Because the person gonna tell you whatever they want you to do. I don't care if that might be your favorite uncle in the world. If it's something that you can do, all you gotta do is get up on your feet and do it yourself, and it ain't gonna cost you no money. Man, go to the courthouse, look for yourself. You will have that in peace. Huh?
I wonder if it's online, because I look it up if it's online real quick.
I mean, it's a public record. I don't know. I can't tell you that. That is a good-ass question, though. But I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can look at the public files, like, with these and stuff at the courthouse. I know that's for a fact, but I don't know about online.
Damn, I was too young back then. If I knew what I was doing, I would have told my granddad to put my name on damn deed. It's just three of us, him. Yep.
Like I said, you would be surprised they might be. But I mean, like you said, you was young then, but you ain't young now. You know what I'm saying? So, and they can't change it. They can't change it. So if your name on there, your name on it.
It be my luck, my granddad name probably still on, and they won't change it. Like, he deceived, nigga, change the damn deed.
Now, see, it might be a family, it might be when people leave stuff to the family,
worn out?
If they It might be an air product.
Oh, okay. An air product.
Yeah, like when people just leave, they profit it to their family, and whoever in the family needs it to use it, it might be an air product. But you just gotta.
Oh. Hey, y'all, I'm back.
They letting you go? They got it out your own?
Yeah. I'm finna get out of jail.
Get out of jail, girl. But shit, that's the case. I'm the only nigga that needed it because she had a good ass house to stay at. Then all of a sudden she was trying to come back. Get the fuck.
Man, listen. COVID, this was tension on the way. Man, listen, people trying to die. People trying to figure out how to save money the best way they can.
Exactly.
I'm finna save money and see what my uncle talk about, because if he let me move in here to California, I'm out this bitch.
I need to have him.
Future facts, what's up? He live in a big ass studio apartment, so I'll be cool. He got one side, I got the other side.
I've been out of California now. Ain't no such thing as no big ass studio apartment. Ain't no such thing.
Just the one I seen.
Now, he might live in like a vault. He might live in a vault, but studio apartment? Ain't no such thing. And them bitches high as fuck. Ain't no such thing. He might live in a though. He might be in a flat, something like that. But he ain't no studio apartment.
Well, I guess I called it a studio apartment because the way it looked.
Got it. Yeah, it might be like a loft.
But he finna move out of that bitch into a house, so I know he probably got banked. I'm like, let me come on over.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the cost of living in Cali crazy. So, yeah, he definitely has some banks. He's about to get a house out there.
He worked for the NBA teams out there. Athletics, Oakland.
Yeah. Stop playing with him. I'm got birdies.
He need to let me come on through.
I ain't no wrong with it, man. Get you a time team. Might get that speaking turns on. Might get a new light going.
Yeah, I told the office assistant job banking too. Like, let me work at the office here. That's what I went to school for. Office administration, hell yeah.
No big.
Let me get these shirts popping too, because I'm going to start putting my art on some t-shirts and selling them up.
See, this is my thing. All right, the question is about the shirt. Like, I'm trying to actually get my merch to start to pop and everything. And, like, I want to start putting my logo.
Where are you going now? Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, say it again.
On that shirt. All right, the thing is, I want to put my logo on shirts and shit. That's what I want to do. I'm trying to get my merch up. But everybody keep on telling me different
shit. Oh, hell. Because you went out just as soon as you hit the mic. Well, I hope you can hear me, but I did bonfire.com, and I just made my own online store. And whatever name my merch is, that's the name of the store. And I just made my own header. I put my logo on the shirt and set it like that. They take out printing and shipping, but everything else is yours. When the campaign ends, is that's when they start shipping everything at once. She reconnecting, you on mute, Lord have mercy. I hope you heard everything I just said. Did you hear everything I just said? Clicking.
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you now. Nope, clicking again.
Huh?
I hear you now. Go. Go ahead. Nope.
Hey, I'm gonna be on the
bad. Damn. Might go to the audience. Their friend reconnected. Jay, if you go to the audience, you'll be able to hear everything I say. I'm finna give you all the information if you get to the audience. It is best friend reconnection. She must be finna get out that hospital. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be glad we get out to the hospital. But I don't even see Jay. He might be trying to get back in. He said he'd be at the crib at 15. Okay, Jay. Okay. And now I go WhatsApp everything to you. If best friend cut out, I'm going to go ahead and end it. It's been a good... How long we been on? How long I been on her? Hour and 25 minutes. Who has been in here? Oh, yeah, not that many people, but it's my thing look like that. But anyway, best friend, I don't know if you can hear me. You might be on the phone, but I just had to get me a good rant. Jay, is that you? Hold on, Jay. That is you. I see your new clothes. But bonfire.com is what I use for my online store. And they let you pick whatever color that they have because they got all the inventory. It's not your inventory. Whatever color you want to match your logo, you set your own price. If you want to do a discount, you can do a discount. I ain't did a discount yet, but I'm probably going to do it. And they cover print and shipping. So they take whatever they pay, whatever customers pay, they take half of that for print and shipping and the rest of it yours. And you can let it stack up and then they pay out on PayPal. But when I was get PayPal, I move that money immediately because PayPal will be acting stupid sometimes. And if you got a name for it, you can put it as a shop name on there. I'm going to follow you. You have a, hey Pierre. I know you ain't got no Instagram, do you? I need to find that out real fast. That'd be real easy. Send me a message if you can. I need to figure out if you got an Instagram. That's the fastest way that I can get all that stuff to you. If you ain't got one, go home and make one, whatever you want to do. I can send you some pictures, matter of fact. Let me send you. I just did an update. Send you some pictures of what I be posting on my Instagram. Can't sleep. I'm supposed to be making homemade pizza. I ain't made a damn thing. Recovered it. Look, Ting Ting, are you still in the hospital? Okay. Let me see. So you still got your WhatsApp? I don't think I've been getting text messages. Oh, yes, I have. I'm looking at something else. I'm going to send it to you. Picture. 1, 2, 3. Done. Let's see. I'm sending it right now on the other, on WhatsApp. Them just three shirts. I got plenty more shirts. Jay. Oh, she done left me, Jay. Lord, miss. Know Your Worth, season 1, episode 1. Episode 2. I don't even know what I'm gonna talk about, but I'm gonna plan it out so we can talk again. I'm gonna do another one called Don't You Hate When. I think it went through. How you doing, Pierre? I was trying to see what your whole thing was. It's being slow pulling up your profile, Pierre, but I got you. I had to do a real big event session on family members who still treat their nieces and nephews who are grown like they kids. I don't like that. I hate it so bad. But I got to get on this this business side with Jay. He just left. I'm trying to get some merch popping. Terrible. You're terribly late. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I got to get off here, though, for real. We got to get that business stuff going. And I got some posts to do for Grateful Apparel. Check y'all next time. Bye. Jay Libra. I'm just going to hang up. Jay, I'm just going to hang up, bro. Jay. Did you get the message? Did you get the message, Jay? I hope you did, because it ain't showing up on my side that you got it now. Let me see. No. I know you say you be at the house real soon. If you need a logo made, I'll make it for you, but I ain't gonna do like everybody else. Everybody else pay good $30 for a good quality logo. I ain't gonna do you like that. You throw $10 over there at the Cash App. I'll just throw $10. I'm gonna see if you come back in. Oh, that's good, best friend. That's why you ain't in here. You finna get the hell gone. Go to the house. I gotta make my pizza that I said I was gonna make. I got some olives. Hold up now. I don't know about that, but know your words, Siri. I think I'm gonna do a TikTok and then flip over and do an episode like I did today, because today I did a TikTok about this. And then I flipped over and I did this episode. And I'm going to see how I put it on my regular podcast. Episode 2 might be Speak Up For Yourself. Know Your Worth, Season 1, Episode 2. Learn to Speak Up. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I might have to go back and listen to this. Make sure I know. I might make a little list. But episode 2 is called Speak Up. And it might be sometime this week that I do episode 2. But just be bullied for so long and then just finally you break. Episode 2, Speak Up. I'm going to do it sometime this week. Hopefully best friend fill it up to doing it with me. And Jay Libra will come back and listen. And hopefully he ain't in the truck on the interstate. But I'm gonna go. Let me text Jay, because he probably almost at the house. Ouch. I'm trying to end the damn thing. Oh, bye.